This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Chiara Alegria Hudes is a young award-winning playwright. Last year, she won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama for her play Water by the Spoonful, which is the second installment in a trilogy about an injured Iraq War veteran who struggles to overcome addiction and restart his life in his hometown of Philadelphia.
Hudes says the play's title refers to the nature of addiction recovery. It's a slow process, like drinking water one spoonful at a time. Radio Boston's Dina Rosendorf spoke with Chiara Alegria Hudes about Water by the Spoonful, which is on stage now at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston.
Last night we ran out of butter while my wife was cooking, and she sent me to the store, and it took every bit of strength I could summon not to make a wrong turn by that parking lot I know so well. I got the butter, but on the way home I couldn't help it. I drove by the lot, and there was my dealer in the shadows. My brain went on attack. Use one more time just to prove you won't need another hit tomorrow.
On stage, this looks a lot like a group therapy session for recovering crack addicts.
I'm already halfway out the door. My heart was racing all the way to the parking lot and raced even harder when I sat in the car and smoked.
But in fact, these characters are interacting in an online chat room.
91 days, smiley face.
Orangutan? Jesus, I thought my primate friend had disappeared back to the jungle.
Disappeared? Yes. Jungle? Happily no.
I'm trying to put a high-five emoticon, but my computer's being a capital B. So high-five.
Half the play, Water by the Spoonful, takes place in cyberspace, and Hudes says she tried to breathe life into her depiction of a virtual community who rely on each other to avoid slipping back into drug use.
I try not to get too caught up in literal staging. You know, I think that TV and film creates reality just much better than theater does. And in theater, I want to see an interpretation. And so, you know, I make it clear in the script from the beginning, as long as the director and the actors can make it clear that the setting of this conversation is online, I don't want to see them sitting and typing. That's not how it feels to have a conversation online. What it feels like is you're sitting around in your pajamas talking to a friend. It feels like you're, you know, sitting on a park bench at your lunch hour enjoying the weather. And so I wanted it to have the feel of these conversations without showing the literal action of typing.
Water by the Spoonful is the second installment in a trilogy about a returned Iraq War veteran, Elliot Ortiz, a character based on one of Hudi's real-life cousins.
I witnessed how his service, you know, changed him as he became a man. And I thought, this is an American story. And so I started writing about him.
And what does he make of being a character in your plays?
It's been an interesting path. I've interviewed him for all three plays in the trilogy. And so he has become part of my process. And I think in some ways, I have inspired him to think, wow, my story is important. He's been with me at every opening night, you know, holding my hand, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. He's told me when he thinks something's not being portrayed accurately, and he's told me times that have very much moved him. There was a moment early on when his character pulls out a little green Bible, and that came right out of an interview. A lot of it's fictional, but some of the details stay in the plays, and he had that little green Bible when he was, you know, in Iraq serving, and when he was lonely, and when he was injured, and he was missing his family, and to the power of just pulling that prop out on stage, you know, the tears just started flowing, and they didn't stop until the end. And so there was catharsis, and there was with this play, with Water by the Spoonful, too, because here I'm dealing with addiction and recovery, which is something our family has struggled with through the generations. And so to deal with some of the redemption in those themes and also some of the difficulty in those themes was also cathartic for us as two cousins watching this story unfold on stage.
It's quite clear that your writing is deeply rooted in the personal. Do you worry about crossing certain boundaries?
Absolutely. I fret about it dearly, and yet never enough to question what I'm doing. Because, you know, I'm not interested in writing about the personal to air family secrets or for revenge or to get skeletons out of the closet. That's not what interested me in writing. I just thought growing up, here is my family. this large, diverse Puerto Rican family in Philadelphia, and I thought, there's so many stories. This is part of the American story, and I simply hadn't seen that version of it on stage yet. So really my interest in telling these stories is still to give voice to and give a platform to these stories that I thought hadn't been given importance yet. It hadn't really taken their rightful place as part of the American story. So I think that's, even when I deal with difficult themes, my family comes, it can lead to a lot of emotional conversations, but there's still a sense of, wow, our story matters.
In each play in the trilogy, a particular genre of music serves as a backdrop to the action. In Water by the Spoonful, it's jazz and the music of John Coltrane.
Jazz is our native music. I also particularly chose Coltrane because I grew up listening to the album A Love Supreme. Coltrane wrote some notes as he was coming up with A Love Supreme that are about his act of surrender to a higher power as a musician. It's very moving, and it's so similar to people in recovery who do have to, in some ways, surrender their ego, surrender their control to this bigger commitment to sobriety.
Since winning the Pulitzer Prize for Water by the Spoonful last year, Chiara Alegria Hudes says she feels the weight of flying the flag on behalf of her community.
I try to write plays that can reach the most diverse audience and that welcome in all audiences. But in particular, since winning the Pulitzer, I've also thought, does this give me a little bit more responsibility to try to reach out to the Latino audience, which has not necessarily historically been invited to theaters? You know, now when I go to theaters, I try to extend personal invitations to the community to come and say, this is the American story and it's also your story. Please come join us.
That's the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Chiara Alegria Hudes talking with Radio Boston's Dina Rosendorf about the play Water by the Spoonful, now playing at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston through November 16th. You can find more information at radioboston.org.